a deal on the medical marijuana bill. The compromise allows 8 distribution sites for qualified patients to access the drug in oil, pill, and vapor form. Leaf or plant forms of the drug would not be permitted. Morehead Police Chief Dave Ebinger says the compromise eliminates many of law enforcement's concerns. Now, what does this do? What does Minnesota taking this chance, and I hope all the folks that are listening to me in Montana, South Dakota, I don't know what Montana's laws are, and there's a lot of people from Montana listening right now. Maybe if you could help us out there. I know that in South Dakota and North Dakota, this isn't even being considered. Well, maybe considered, but it isn't really on the front burner. In Minnesota, they dealt with this, and they dealt with this because you can put faces behind it. You really can. In studio right now with me, I have Amber and Paul Solem and their son, Brett. And Brett has seizures. He has epilepsy, and he has about 100 seizures a day. And he's going to be testing medical marijuana through the Mayo Clinic. To all of you, I say welcome. Amber, good to have you here. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
And I have to tell you, Paul, thanks for coming. This isn't what you were jumping up and down to do today, but it's nice of you.
Exactly, but thanks for having us.
All right, and Brett, how's it feel to be on the radio? Say hi.
Hi.
There you go. Thanks, buddy. All right, Amber, I want to talk to you first, if I can. What is the passage of this law to mean to you and your family?
What it would mean to our family and for Brett would be a life without seizures. He would be able to drive. At this point, there would be no way he could ever drive. He could have a typical normal life. He'd be able to live on his own, become more independent, be really able to excel academically.
Has he taken medical marijuana yet?
No.
So you've never done that? Paul, this
never.
Is nothing. So are the doctors telling you that, hey, you know, this will work? I mean, you don't really know this yet.
We don't
right?
know if it'll work. But with the studies that have been done, it's very promising. He's tried so many different medications. He's been dealing with this since he was 5 years old. And so many different medications, so many different side effects, and different diets. So it would be a miracle.
Paul, I got to ask you,
as
a dad, that's got to be hard. I mean, 100 seizures a day, you're seeing him try everything he can, being the fighter he can, just to see some hope out there. It's got to feel good.
It feels great. I mean, to hold him one night a couple months back, and he had grand mal seizures right in my arms, and there's nothing I could do about it. I mean, that is, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And for this to be legal, I mean, means everything.
And when I met Brett this morning, I said to him, and I mean this with all sincerity, I'm in many ways not as severe, I understand, but I hope you understand there's a lot of people like you. I have seizures. I do. I have a brain tumor. And that brain tumor, if I have lack of oxygen when I sleep, I can seize. And so there's a lot of people like me, like you, that know what it's like to have a seizure. Are you scared at all of doing this? Or are you looking forward to giving this thing a try?
No.
You're not scared, are you? You got guts. All right. So you're going to head down to Mayo, and none of that makes you scared, because my guess is you've been through a lot already, I would guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to raise a son that you... I want to phrase this where I don't hurt your feelings, but is about to be used kind of as a test?
Well, I guess with everything else that we've tried, for me, it would just be one more thing to try, and just to hope to have him to have a normal life.
If I don't,
quote unquote.
If I don't ask this question, I'm going to kick myself all the way back to Richland County. But did you ever think of just doing it anyway? Just
I did.
Trying it?
I did. I mean, we have relatives that live in Colorado, and it's very tempting. But we held off until it was legal, and we're just going to go for it.
So the method, Amber, that they're going to use or they're going to try in Mayo, have they talked to you about that, the protocol?
It would either be the drop form or the pill form.
Okay. Either one fine with you?
Yes.
However it works?
Yep.
And then they're going to test and see how it goes?
Yes.
All right. Well, I just think that your family is doing things that could help a lot of families for a long time.
I agree. And I think there's just so many wonderful things that medical marijuana can help with. Not just seizures. But.
So how long is the trial?
I think they're going to be doing it for a good year.
Okay. Does this mean, I mean, you go down there and you find out, but all of this can be done here. Mm-hmm. It can be done back home. It's mm-hmm. just basically you go down and they do some testing, they find out, and then you give them the pill or the, whatever, right? Or the drops?
Well, we currently go down there every 3 months anyways for regular checkups and just updates on his current medication because it's almost like he is constantly going off of one, coming on a different new one. And so a lot of it is doing different sleep studies, seeing dietitians.
We do have another sleep study coming up here next month.
In July.
Yep.
And so for us to go down there, it's really kind of just a normal no.
It's second nature. It's part of the process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's amazing how well he's doing. Yes. I mean, with everything he's going through, he must be tough as all get out.
Yes. He's a great kid.
So what grade? What grade are you in right now?
Sixth
grade? What's your favorite class? What do you like to study?
I don't really like to study.
You're my kind of sixth grader. We had a lot in common at that time. Are you a Minnesota Viking fan?
Packers.
Oh, he come only, on. I was so on your team a couple.
I did tell him that Joel is a Vikings fan, and he wanted to say Packers. Just
you got
under
that
your
in
skin.
On me, didn't you? We have somebody in studio with us right now, a good friend of ours, Tim, who runs kind of our IT department. Do you see what jacket he has on right now? Do you see that?
Packers.
That's right. That should be. You see him kind of waving his arms over there? He's a pretty big fan of yours right now. So none of this scares you. You've been through so much already that why not go down there and give this a try and see if it doesn't help, huh?
Probably no.
Well,
probably yes.
Yeah, I could understand how it'd be a little apprehensive, though. It would be.
Yeah, I mean, as a 13-year-old, I can't imagine. You know, going down every 3 months and going through all this, but he's a fighter. He just does it.
Amber, when did you start seeing the first signs that this was going to be a problem for him?
Actually, he was quite young and we thought it was his clumsiness, but he would just drop. And I just thought, well, he's klutzy, just like his mother. And he actually had fallen and hit his head, and we had brought him in to the emergency room, and they were doing an EEG, and they had to call the doctor down right away because he was seizing pretty much every time he would blink,
he was having a seizure.
Okay.
And the thing,
oh my goodness,
yes, and he has absence seizures, so it's really difficult to even see him having a seizure if you're not staring at him.
Okay. How long does the long ones last?
They can last all the way up to a minute.
Okay. Any other things that come along with that? Does he ever chew his tongue? Does he ever have any of those type of problems that come with the grand mals?
He kind of makes a sucking noise.
Okay. All I'm saying this about, and the reason I ask it is because I know what it's like to wake up and part of your tongue has been chewed up a little bit. Because
yeah.
I've... But before I got on my CPAP machine and did my sleep study, that was part of my life. And I was going, what the heck's going on here? You know, and too foolish, like you, you know, said, I've been clumsy all my life, so I suppose I expected the same thing. So, guys, what's that?
What's that, Brent?
I asked, why were you guys laughing?
Oh, well, because we're happy. And I'll tell you why I'm laughing, because I think it's pretty gutsy of you to go down there and do on behalf of a lot of other people and see if this helps them. And to be willing to do this yourself, to go down to Mayo and be part of this study and see if something like this helps. I hope you understand how many other people's you may be helping. And thank you for that. I really mean that. That's why I'm laughing. I'm happy. How's that?
Kind of crazy.
Fair enough. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the story.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, it'd be nice to stay in touch throughout all of it. Yeah, see how the study's going. Is that okay?
We'd love to.
I think there's a whole bunch of parents out there who are going to follow your family and have their fingers crossed. And I think we all owe big hats off to Minnesota for getting this done.
I agree.
I agree.
I hope other states are listening as well. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Let's head to
Terry. I kind of agree.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck. And you know what? I hope your Packers do well in every game but two. If you go to KFGO.com, you can see
the
video.
I hope they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know you do. I do. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.